I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday. Time for some insight.
On Wednesday, Governor Bobby Jindal announced a business development trip to Asia at the Baton Rouge Press Club. And then he took questions from reporters for an hour. Government and politics reporter Sue Lincoln will be covering the governor and the legislature for Capital Access during the upcoming session. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Amy.
So you were there for Jindal's appearance at the press club, which was a fairly unusual event, was it not?
Especially for this governor. Now, we've had previous governors who would sit down with the press on a regular basis. We had open invitations, almost, if you will, to the governor's mansion. This governor has been very leery of sitting down and talking with the press corps here at the Capitol, though he doesn't seem to have the same problem with national media. But the unusual thing I noticed from Jindal was he was asked point blank if he intends to run for president in 2016. And instead of the typical Jindal answer of, I've got the job I want, he said that decision has not yet been made, which means he's thinking about it. As if we didn't know.
Right. The governor did say that his trip to Asia is not an attempt to burnish his credentials for national office, but he did say that workforce development is his administration's top priority for the legislative session that starts in March. So what might that mean?
Well, we're not exactly sure because he hasn't been very expansive about it. But Steve Wagasback, the president of LABI, the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, did speak at the press club about a month ago, and he was explaining that it seems that we're not training in Louisiana the people for the jobs that we have. The administration and the people that circle around the administration that are pushing forward some of these policies do finally acknowledge the fact that Louisiana is a blue-collar state, that we are developing blue-collar jobs, not white-collar jobs, and so it's about time that we bite the bullet and start training people for the jobs we're going to have.
So the governor's appearance on Wednesday also came right on the heels of District Judge Michael Caldwell's issuing his second ruling on Act One. Act One was the piece of Jindal's education overhaul that tied teacher tenure and salaries to how students do on standardized tests. So Act One, it seems, is headed back to the state Supreme Court.
That's correct. Now, this is the second time that Judge Caldwell has ruled it entirely unconstitutional. Previously, when he did, it moved on to the state Supreme Court. They sent it back and they told him to basically look it over again based on these guidelines, which were the guidelines they issued when they issued their ruling on Act 2, when they found that using the MFP to fund vouchers was unconstitutional. So they sent it back to him and he said he went over it using their guidelines and he still couldn't find a single unifying object, a single unifying theme in the legislation that connected to everything that was in it. And so he ruled it unconstitutional. In addition, there's another issue with Act One. There was a lawsuit filed by a member of the Louisiana Association of Educators, the teachers union, about being fired. She was terminated because she got a poor evaluation based on student test scores under Act One. And she went ahead and took the state, the Department of Education, to court about it over Act 1. And it was ruled unconstitutional by the judge up in Monroe. That was District Court Judge Ben Jones. The Supreme Court has been sitting on the appeal for it, we presume waiting for Judge Caldwell to give his ruling. And the best guess is that they're going to bundle the two cases, the LFT case about Act 1, which got the ruling on it on Wednesday, and the LAE case from up in Monroe about due process, into a single hearing before the state Supreme Court. When that'll happen? Probably in the fall.
Do you suspect that Jindal's allies in the legislature may also have bills in their back pockets to kind of reinstate certain parts of Act 1 or Act 2 that don't get through the state Supreme Court?
I think it's highly likely. I know that at the press club conference, State Senator Conrad Appel, who heads the State Education Committee, was sitting front and center, and he's not involved with labor. He is the head of the Education Committee.
Right. So, of course, labor was the stated topic for the governor's appearance at the press club on Wednesday. But education seems to be still front of mind for lawmakers and policymakers here.
Well, it seems to be the one that we know is getting some traction. We have heard from two state representatives, one from Metairie, one from Lake Charles, who have both said they want to get Louisiana out of the Common Core state standards, that they intend to file bills to that effect. Until they open the bill filing next month, we're really not going to know who's got what in mind. So right now it's just a guessing game.
Right. Louisiana was initially among the 45 states that adopted the Common Core, which is this set of national standards for what students should know at each grade level. But Governor Jindal has now backed away from that somewhat, as some conservatives have questioned whether the Common Core is really an attempt by the federal government to impose some sort of national curriculum. So that fight is likely headed to the legislature as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Sue Lincoln, you will be following all of this for WRKF on Capital Access during the session. And hopefully the next time we talk, my voice won't sound so terrible.
I think you're just fabulous as you are.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Listen for Inside every Friday at this time on WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries.